We left off discussing the machlokes between Yosef and Kippur and the Chachamim regarding the very, very simple pshat in the posuk in Dvarim Chav Dalet posuk Dalet. The Torah tells us La Yuchav Bala Rishna Asher Shilcha Lashuv Lakachta, and the posuk concludes Acharei Asher Hutama. What exactly is the theme of that posuk? Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says very simply, the Torah is discussing the case of Mashu Drushasa. The Gemara calls that Tipshuta. That seems to be Poshub Shant in the Pasuk. After all, a couple divorces, the woman remarries, the first husband is not allowed to go ahead and to remarry her after that fact. Gachamim is very bothered. The Torah tells us, Achrei Asher Hutama. Why is that relevant when it comes to Mashu Drushasa? The woman did nothing wrong, there's no Isser for Grusha to go ahead and to marry someone else, and therefore the Chiddush is as follows, that Sota Vada HaKasuv Medaber, that's referring to the case of Sota. Well, so the Chum maintained that Achrei Asher Hutama, that's a Sota Vada, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, it's referring to a case of Mashu Grushasa. What exactly are the differences between them? So number one, no doubt, the stunning difference. You know what, the woman, Rachmana Litzlan, is a Sota Vada, Yineshis Ishizinsha. She is Asura Habal, that's clear. Is that a lav or is that an essay? Is that a lav or is that an essay? So you know what? You look in Parshas Naso. When the Torah discusses the Parsha of Sota, you don't find a lav. The Torah just emphasizes Vinistra Behin Nitma'a. If Nitma'a, that means she's Asura Habal, but there is no losasim. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur maintains the following, that the Isser of a Sota, Vadai, Labala, that is an essay. That is an essay. If you argue that no, here in Parshas Kiseitse, the Torah says Lo Yuchal, and the Torah says Achrei Asher Hutama, and that is a reference to a Sota Vadai, all of a sudden now Sota Vadai becomes alav. That's a huge, huge difference. Whether an Eshes Ishazinsa Solabal is that alav or is that an essay? If in fact it would breach that halacha, is there Malkus? Is there no Malkus? If it's alav, there is a loke. If it's an essay, you know what? There's no malchus. It's usser. But an essay, we saw that. No, psachim nuntes. In isser essay, the Torah has to say, lo, yishomer, pen, and al, there wouldn't be malchus at all. That itself is a huge nefkamina. What exactly is the isser of a sota vadai b'mahu? Okay? Argamar tells us another case. And also it's similar in the sense that Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur is mekel, just like in Nafkamina number one, that you know what, that it's only an essay, it's not allowed. I'll tell you Nafkamina number two. You have a case of someone who's divorced and she goes ahead and marries someone else. What do I mean by marrying someone else? The Chachamim say marriage. Marriage is erisin. After all, right before that pasuk, Chav Gimel Dalid, the very end of pasuk Gimel, the Torah says, Asher lekacha lo leisha. Asher lekachal lolisha. That means erisin. Likuchin kiyikach. That's erisin. So therefore, you know what that means? That already there's an isra of mafshu grushaso, even min ha-erisin. The relationship between her and husband B is one of erisin. That itself means it's asa. Wait. If you argue that no, the sefer dekra acharei asher hutama is already the mafshu grushaso, you would really apply that pasuk of Acharei Asher Hutama as erisin. Acharei Asher Hutama, generally speaking, no, that is a violation of some type of iserbia, or at least it was an iserbia. Oh, so a very, very good chiddush. Another din daraisa. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says that, you know what, mashu grushasa min ha-erisin, you know, muteres. Well, that's another case where the chachamim are machmer, and Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur Meiko. Those are two clear nafgaminas in that direction. Now our Gemara is Machadesh. Maybe one can flip and argue that, you know what, but in a certain sense, there are certain chumras that Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur has above and beyond the Chachamim. So far, these are kulas that Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur has. But maybe there are chumras as well. After all, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur in Mashu Grushaso, the Torah uses the phrase of Tuma. If that really is the case, what would you say about the following? That you have an instance of Mashu Grushasa, and all of a sudden, you know what? The husband remarried her. That's terrible. That's usser. And the husband dies. So Argamar says the following. Sarasumahu. How would that affect the tzar? Wow. So the Gemara says, you know what? The Machlokes, Rabbi Yosef and Kibbutz Nachum, is very relevant to that issue. Sarasumahu. How relevant is it? The Gemara has two lishonos. According to the Shnakama, well, look, if tumah ksiba, and that's according to Yosef ben Kippa, therefore, in a misya b'emes, how can there possibly be yibum of tumah ksiba? And therefore, in a case of mashur grushasa mishanisa izumeis, in such a case, sarasa in a misya b'emes. What about according to the Chachamim? The Gemara says tibayelav. It's not muchach. Maybe yes or maybe no. Maybe yes and maybe no. After all, if you argue tumah ksiba, so I understand, in a misya b'emes, how can you have yibum b'makom tumah? But according to Chachamim, no, you don't find tumah in that context. Achrei asher tumah is referring to sota. It's not during mashur grushaso. So therefore, let me ask you, there was an isra mashur grushaso, but there isn't tumah. What would you say about that case? Misya b'emes or in a misya b'emes? Lishna basra is no. According to the Chachamim, it's obvious. Misya b'emes. If there is no tumah, misya b'emes. The suffix is, what about according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa? Rabbi Yosef ben Kippa, after all, true tumah ksivba, that certainly is true. There's an element of tumah, but it's not identical to a case of absolute arayos, and that was the suffix. Okay, so two lishonos of the Gemara, but could the Gemara suggest there would be a not possible nafkamina in a case of mashur grushaso, mishinisei, sumeis? What exactly is the status of Tetzara? Okay, Tosus now is bothered. That's the third nafkamina. Tosus is bothered, Yudalef Mabez, Damaskul Tsarasa, maybe a fourth nafkamina. Why does the Gemara jump to a case of Tsara? After all, Mashur Dushasa Misanise Sumeis, Tsarasa Mao. Why don't you just say Mao? What is the halacha as far as she is concerned? She is, before we jump to the case of Tsara, what exactly is lach as far as she is concerned? So that's like something stunning. No, well, why does the Gemara jump? Why does the Gemara only discuss the case of Tsara? What about her? So Tosa says the following, because that clearly is dependent on Rabbi Yosef and Kippur and the Chachamim. That's clear. After all, if you argue, wow, Mashu Dushasa, Tumak Seva. So that means Ptura af min achalitza. There's no chalitza at all. How can you say chalitza is from Akum Tuma? How can you argue that that's true? So if you hold like Rebbe and Kippur that Tuma is from the context of Mashu Grushasa, there's no chalitza at all. The question is, the suffix of the Gemara, does that extend to the Tzara? But as far as she is concerned, ain't no chalitza. And what about according to the Chachamim? If ain't Tuma Ksivkan, so chalitza. Wow. So Tosus writes the following Kiddush, that you know what? That's a nafgamina that is just assumed, that according to Yosef and Kippur, Ptura Af Min HaChalitza, and according to Chachamim, Chalitzes. And the Gemara assumes that, and it jumps to the simple question of Tzara. And that's against many Rishonim. Of course, Tumak Siva is true. But you know what? E Isol Abal. If you have a case of Mashur Grushasa, you know what? The marriage just dissolves. Milo Bayagita, you require a get. So how can you argue that for the Baal you'd require a get and for the Yavam? What do you mean? Tzura af min achalitza? How could that possibly be? And therefore the Ramban, the Ritva, suggests that, you know why the Gemara doesn't suggest this as an afkamina? Because in a case of she herself, Mashur Grushasa Atzma, everyone agrees chaletzes. That's why the Gemara doesn't suggest it's an afkamina. The Gemara has three nafkaminas, but chaletzes is not one of them. That is certainly true, because Isa Labal, Milo Bayaget. Wow. That's something which is quite important, no? So Tosus writes that there is another nafgamina, we'll call it nafgamina number 4, which is implied by the Gemara, and the Ramban of the Ritz writes, that's not a nafgamina at all. Everybody agrees in that case. Choletzes. Oh, and you know what? Let me even go a step further. The Ritva b'shem hara'ah. Wait a second. You're talking about a case of mashur grushas atzma. What exactly is this? What we just discussed, no? What exactly is the Isser? So let's assume, for example, we're talking about a case of Inisulav. Okay, Inisulav, the most chamur. It's Inisulav. Okay, that's clear. Yeah, but Esidokhalosasei. No, Yvamastafah. Esidokhalosasei. So you're talking about a case of Mashur Grushasa, which is Inisulav, but B'makom Yibom. Esidokhalosasei. Why should that be different from a case of Amman Amiris and the Kohen Gadol? And therefore, wow, the Chiddush the Ra'ah is that Midaraisa Misya Bemes. midaraisa misya bemes. Well, that's a stunning chiddush, because the Chassid will also say, but you know what? Gozer bi rishona, otu bi yishniya. So that's something which is significant. No, because in the case of mashug rishosa, whether yes tuma, no tuma, but mashug rishosa, there's a lav. No, lo yuchal. That's referring to mashug rishosa. So therefore, that's considered to be a case of inisur lav. But we should assume esed ochalosa say, well, an important chiddush, and therefore, if that's the case, then midaraisa, 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 benes. Well, so four nafkaminas. No, okay. Maybe one could suggest even a further nafkamina, a further nafkamina. No, what would that be? Ooh, the gemara that we had earlier. Let's assume a case of sotavada, sotavada, an ashes ishes insult. Let's assume like Rover Shom. In the case of Sota Vadai, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. No Yibam, no Chalitza. Okay, okay. If there's no Yibam, and there's no Chalitza, why isn't that included in the Mishnah? Now, if the Mishnah is listing cases where there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, there's a Ptur Tzaros, so why shouldn't Sota be mentioned? Why shouldn't Sota be mentioned? Oh, the Gemara answers as follows. You know what? Because Sota is not going to be identical to other cases, like a Chosisha, Bito, and the like, because Eino B'Tzara Sara. You can't fit it into all the details of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, if it was just talking about Yibam or Chalitza, okay. It was just talking about Yibam and Saros, okay, okay, but no. The Mishnah continues. Saros, Saros, Saros. No, the chain continues. The chain can't continue in a case of Sota. The whole possibility of a chain continuing means that, you know what, that this woman is forbidden to this brother, allowed to this brother. If you're talking about a sota vada with initial marriage, this brother, that brother, what do you mean? That there's an issur for all of them. So therefore, the chain can continue. Okay? So Tosus raises the kasha. Gilam bezer maskalafi. The chain can continue. I understand. The chain can't fully continue. But you're really going to argue, eina b'tzara sari, impossible. Tosa says the following: Mishkachas la tzara tzara leinyan boel, leinyan boel. You're right. You can't have it for the baal. You can't have it for the baal. I understand that because she's going to be forbidden to all the brothers. But you can have it as far as the boel is concerned. The boel is concerned. Mishkachas la tzara tzara leinyan boel, leinyan boel. So therefore, how can the Gemara dismiss the case of sota because you're not going to be able to construct a case of tzara tzara? Of course you can construct a case. You're right, not the gabi abal, but you know what? A sota is under the asur labal. She's asur laboel, and now you can go ahead and construct such a case. Oh, so Tosu said to Terutzim, Teretz number one, a bombshell. No, you can't have it when it comes to baal. Okay, so you can't have it when it comes to baal, but you can have it when it comes to boel. No, the starting point is baal. The starting point is baal. If you can't have it when it comes to baal, so therefore, not just simply, I wouldn't include it in the Mishnah. No. Ein lanu lahachmir. Ein lanu lahachmir. There isn't going to be a halacha that a tzara tzara sabin when it comes to boel, because you don't have the case when it comes to a baal. That's such a chiddush, no? You know, I can't have the case when it comes to a baal. I would say, you know, that's more pragmatic, that's more prudential. Because tzara tzara is predicated on a case where asur to this brother, butcher to that brother. She's asur the choleyama, so you can't continue. No, that's called less of a sarasota. And if it's less of a sarasota, it's a non-starter, you can't expand. You can't expand. Wow. So that was the chiddush we discussed at length. To what extent is it really true that the isur the boel is an expansion of the isur the boel? Who says that's true? Maybe I'll argue that, you know what, they're independent isurim. You have a case of a sota vada, she's asur betruma. Is Aser B'Truma an expansion of this or the Baal? Why do you have to assume that this or the Baal and the Boel are so? And we discussed, whoa, the Sugyas and Ksuvas, right? Rabbeinu Tam, well, that's the first Eretz, Atosus. What is the relationship between this or the Baal and this or the Boel? Okay. And let's assume you're not willing to grant that. These are independent Yisurim. Or maybe I'll argue, even if Boel is an extension of Baal, but there's in principle, there's no exclusion of Baal. It just means in a chetinza, you're not able to construct a case. But if you could construct a case, that would be fine. In Bo, you can construct a case. In Bo, you can't because she's apsura l'chol achim. So how do you understand the kasha then, no? The Gemara says, "Ain't it tzara tzara? You can have a case of tzara tzara when it comes to boil." So teretz number two, the Tosus Gemobes from Aslafi, the re. You know what? Whoa. You know what? She's a surlabala. But you know what? There's still a huge difference. After all, the only time we say this is true, dafka betuma dechsiv lagabe bao, havi karayas. When I say tuma ksiv karayas, and therefore it has the din of shar arayas, and therefore tsaras. What do you mean that tuma ksiv karayas? So I'm going to add another important qualification. Tuma sheish volav. If you're dealing with tuma, where there's an issulosase, then I'm going to say tuma ksiba karayas. In order to label something as an issur erva, you know, it has to be the quality of a lav where tuma ksiba. If it's not a lav, it's a non-starter. Where do you have gidi arayos without a lav? No? All the cases of gidi arayos is a lav daraisa. Yeah, it's a lav daraisa. We assume shvenatimni, sheish bokari sumisa. You have to start with a lav. If there is no lav, there is no possibility to assume that this is dino karayos. If the Torah says this is a lav, and it's a lav d'chsiv beituma, now I can argue literally tuma ksiba karayos. Oh, so the rewrites the stunning finish. When it comes to a case of the sota vaday and the baal, this is the baal. Is lo yuchal acharei asheru tamar? That's a lav. Is there an issulaboa? Of course, there's an issulaboa. Where does that issulaboa come from? You know what the answer is? The Shabbos is kriya sata. Parshas Nasa. Parshas Nasa is no lav. Parshas Nasa is an essay. So you know a sota is a sulabao and a sulaboa. The issulaboa is a lav. The issulaboa is only an essay. Very mistaken because the lav comes from Parshas Kiseitze. The lav is referring to the relationship between her and her husband. No? That's a lav. The relationship between her and the boel, you know what? That, tumak siba is only an essay. And you ready? So there's no halacha tzaros when it comes to an essay. There's only halachos when it comes to the case of a lav. So therefore, you can't have a case of tzara. Oh, what about boel? Boel is only an essay. And boel, there's no halacha tzaros when it comes to an issa leboel. Well, when it comes to the boel, there's no lav. All there is nistra misla. So, ena poteres sarasa. That's very important, no? So you know what? A guy dies, and the yavam is the boel, and the boel is usher to this wife, but he is not usher to the other wives. What do you mean, Sara? No, Sara's erva. Boel is an erva. It's not even a lav, it's only an essay. And if something is an essay, you cannot argue the tumak siba ka'arayas. No? Oof. Okay, that's such a heavy chiddush, no? That's the re. Gimel Beis. What does it have to do with us? You know, I'm going to tell you. Whoa. No? The Mishnah Melech, the Chosibam, Perek Yod Alach Aleph. In a case of Sota Vaday. Is that a lav or is that an essay? That's nafkamina number one, no? That's pretty basic, no? That's nafkamina number one. Sota Vaday. Is that a lav or is that an essay? Is that a lav or an essay? Wow. According to the Yosef Kippur, you know what that means? Mashu Grushasu is the lav daraisa. No? Sota Vaday is not a lav. Sota Vaday is only an essay. Well, Tosus just got through saying that Gilmer Beis, if you don't have a lav and only have an essay, there's no Ptur Tzaros. And our Gemara says on the Girafma Beis, that according to Rabbi Yosef and Kippur, Sota Vaday is only an essay. You know what that would mean? That according to Yosef and Kippur, and a Sota Vaday Eina poteres sarasa. That's pretty stunning, no? That's why you're all Eina poteres sarasa. That's nafkamina number five. Nafkamina number five. Wow. Whether poteres sarasa? Because the reed, this got through saying, Baharaya boel, that if all you have an essay, there's no torzaros. What are you, so tovah, the Ekron Yosef is only an essay. Eina chinami. So according to Rabbi Yosef and Kippur, that's the hour of the Mishnah, just put the two together. Daf gimel daf yin aleph. That means there's no tupsaros. No tupsaros. And I'll tell you further, Chiddush. You know what? The Gemara wants to know daf gimel with beis. Why is Sota not mentioned in the Mishnah? Why is Sota absent? You know what I'm going to tell you? I'm going to tell you a very simple teretz. Yod Amar Aleph. Beplugta lo kamari. Beplugta lo kamari. No? The Gemara wants to know, why is Sota not here? Why is Sota not here? Yeah, I'll give you a very simple teretz. Because Saros is only if there is a lav. And whether there's lav in Sota v'ares malchokas, you have to keep on the chachamim. And the Mishnah says, you know, Rebbe's giving us an example, staying clear from achlokas. Staying clear from achlokas. So that's a great teretz. That's a great teretz. That the Gemara's father, why is it that Sota's not mentioned in the Mishnah? The Gemara says, ain't but Sara Sota. Forget about Sara Sota, no? Ain't but Sara Sara. Pluk to Lokamari. Pluk to, you know what the answer will be? You're right. Enochinam. But Enobasara Sara is a more fundamental teretz, no? Enobasara Sara means forget about yes pluk to not pluk to. You can't even construct the case. You can't even conform to the Mishnah. You know? Step two would be I can construct a case, but is that Lukuli Alma? Or is that controversial? You know? So one teretz is it doesn't fit. The other teretz is it's controversial. You know, oh, so the Gemara gives you the most basic teretz. No, the most basic teretz is the details of the Mishnah don't even apply to Sota because they know it's Sora Sora. But you know what? Even if they would, even if you could construct such a case, still, you know what I'll tell you? Plukta lo kamari. Because a pretty stunning chiddush that there's no Ptur Tsaros, according to the Yosef and Kippur, if you assume the sheet of the reed. That Tumak Sivarayos only means, wow. If there's a love. Wow. Okay. We'll see more nafkaminas. No? Oh. But the Gemara raises the following issue. Get all from the days. The Gemara says, Kiti Boilach. You know what? Maybe our question, what is the halacha of Tsara regarding Mashu Grushasa? Maybe that's considered to be Ali B'drabah. Nachamim will say, Akreya Sheru Tama is a reference to Sota. It's a reference to Sota. Oh, so if it's a reference to Sota, what exactly is the question? If Akreya Sheru Tama is referring to Sota, that's not true when it comes to Mashu Grushasa. So why would one think that there is indeed up to Tzaros? Oh, because the Gemara says the following, even though you're right, that Tuma b'sotu d'chsev, even though you're right, Achreya Shotama is referencing Sota, but what about the following principle? Ein mikra yotzim ridei pshuta. Ein mikra yotzim ridei pshuta. On the level of a drasha, midrasham, it applies to Sota. But let's say you didn't have this Gemara. You weren't aware of this again, no? And you were just reading the pasuk. The context of the pasuk is Mashu Grushasa. So when the Chachamim go ahead and say it's a reference to Sota, well, what exactly does that mean? Would you really argue it only applies to Sota? It only applies to Sota? Like only? Or could one possibly suggest, you know what it means? In Mikra Yotem Shuta means it even applies to Sota. The pasuk is talking Mashu Grushasa. In the context of the pasuk, it says Achrei Asher Tama. That cannot be ignored. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says it refers to Mashu Grushasa. And the Chachamim are arguing not to transpose. Don't like take the pasuk here and displace it there. No. It means, you know what? That this halach in context of Mashu Grushasa, I will apply to Sota. But Ein Mikriyot Nepshuta. And if Ein Mikra is a Shuta, you know what that would mean? In a case of Mashu Grushasa, there should be a Ptur Tzaros. Well, there should be a Ptur Tzaros on that. In that instance. Okay. Well. So Tosus immediately jumps. No? Tosus is as follows. Wait a second. What exactly does that mean? In the case of Machshu Drushasa. So Rabbi Yosef Kippur Shita is Tumot Simba. And therefore, Tosu says, Nafmina number four, no? That Tsura Gamina Chalitza. Gamina Chalitza. Right? The Chachamim disagree and say, that's not true. Machshu Drushasa Choletzes. Machshu Drushasa Choletzes. Good? Okay. Mashu Grushasa is Chalatzes. And what's the halacha in a Sota Vaday? Let's not assume like the Ravid. Let's assume like Rover Shonen. Sota Vaday ain't a Chalatzes. Sota Vaday ain't a Chalatzes. No? So what exactly is the Shita of the Chacham? Sota Vaday is Eino Choletzes. Mashu Grushaso is Choletzes. Choletzes. Oh, so that's like interesting, no? In other words, let's assume Ein Mikra Yotze Pshuta. You know what? How I would have thought the meaning of Ein Yotze Mikra, you know what that means? What is clear here applies even there, no? What is clear here applies even there. So you know what you see from this? That's not true. What's clear here applies even there. Meaning what? What's clear in Mashu Grushasa expands, it morphs, it extends to Sota. That's really not true. The Chachamim Shita is when it comes to a Sota, Tumaksiba Karayos, and therefore, in a Choletzes. In the case of Mashu Grushasa, Choletzes. Wow. So that's pretty important, no? So Tosus makes the comment, just very important. Ein Mikrotzimah does not mean it applies here and more. That's not true. Sota Zeno Choletzes, Machshu Grushasa is Choletzes, that's a Shita of the Chachamim. Well, what it means is that even though the Iker HaPosuk is Lejasha, even though the most fundamental reason that the Torah includes Achrei Asher Tumah is to tell us the din of Sota, a Sota Vaday, Tumaksiba Karayas, and therefore Eino Choletzes, the fact that it's written in the context of Machshu Grushasa cannot be ignored. I'll ask you a very simple question. Now, if that really is true, the Pasuk is referring to Sota, why is it written in Machshu Grushasa? Now, you know what the answer is? Even though the Drasha is the Ikar, Sota, but the fact that the Fipshuto, it's written in this context, means it's significant. But Enochinami, not identical. In a case of Sota, Enocholetzes. In a case of Mashu Grushasa, yes, Choletzes. So Tosus just makes that very important comment. We would have thought a Mikrotz Mishuto means, obviously, this is the Poshut Shat, and what is true, the Pipshuto can extend to Midrasha. You see, no, that's not true. The Ikar Dion is the Medrash. That is Sota, Eino Choletzes, Tumaksiva Karayos. But the fact that it's written in the context of Machshu Grushasa, you know what? That must be telling us something relevant to Machshu Grushasa, and maybe that will tell us the following. Saros. Well, that's an important deal. See, one could suggest the following. After all, When it comes to the case of Mashud Rushasa, if you're going to tell me you can't ignore the fact that Tum is written in this pasuk, and this pasuk is referring to the case of Mashud Rushasa, so let me just add the following biur. If Tum is written in this pasuk in the case of Mashud Rushasa, what exactly does that mean? Husband A, divorce, remarriage, there is an issur of tumah lagabe the barisha. So you know what? The tumah, which is written in the context of Mashud Rushasa, is describing the yachas, the relationship between this woman and her first husband. No? If I say there's tumah, who, what, where? It means that I would describe the relationship between this woman and her first husband as being one of tumah. Achrei asher v'tama. So let me ask you the following simple question. And I'm going to tell that Baal, you married her. You weren't allowed to do that. So the Baal says, what do I have to do now? You know, the answer is, you have to divorce her, no? Milo bayigita. Mashur grushasa, there's no kedushin. Of course there's kedushin. Milo bayigita. Oh. So, lefi pshuto, the tumah that's written in the pasuk, right, is referencing the relationship between the Baal Rishon and the Isha. So even if I am willing to extend that to Yibum, you know what? So Lagabe the Baal Milo Bayagita. So if I'm willing to argue that tumah will extend if the husband dies to the Avam, you know what I'm going to argue? That Eino Choletzes. As far as the Baal is concerned, the get is necessary. So the Torah uses the phrase of tumah when it comes to relationship of the Baal and Isha, and that does not dissolve the relationship. A get is necessary. So if I'm willing to argue if the husband dies, that residual tumah will extend even to the Yavam, Eino Choletzes. What do you mean? Milo Bayagita. Well, so therefore, as far as the context of Tumah Mashud Rushasa, I'm not going to argue that Eino Choletzes. As far as the drush of Sota is concerned, maybe Chanami, as we saw before, when it comes to Sota, the Parsha of Yibum, Nishachir Vol Yavam, Eino Choletzes. But not as far as Mashud Rushasa. That's the beer of the Stipler in Siman Zayin. So it's not a contradiction to assume that the Pshut of Shemikra is going to tie Mashud Rushasa, and yet we insist on Chalitza, but Lefimi Drash or Rafai Sesota Eino Choletzes. Because the Yavam is not more a chamor than the Tumah described that Pasuk, which is Lagabi Baal. Lagabi Baal, obviously. The get is necessary. Okay? Let me tell you, possible nafkamina number 6. You ready? The Gemara says the following. According to Rabbi Yosef, Sota Vada is only an essay. And you know what that means? Lav besota lesle. There's no lav when it comes to a sota. That's nafkamina number 1, no? Lav besota lesle. Lav besota, that's before Shar Gemara, no? Lav besota lesle. What does the Gemara add? Afilu zanoi nami, meaning avadai sota. Well, even in avadai sota, there's no lav. Even in avadai sota, there's no lav. Well. My timer. What does the Gemara say? How do you know? Because how can you say this love applies to a sota? How can you say this love applies to a sota? The Gemara says something stunning. No? My timer. How do you know? The love applies to Mashud Rushasa. That's a love. But it doesn't apply to sota vada. Afilu zanai nami, even in the case of sota vada. Shiluzim says very simply, because the pasuk says, havayi vishus ksiva. No, the pasuk says v'haisel ish acher. The pasuk says, you know what? You divorce your wife, and v'haisel ish acher. We went through the psukim now. Makish havayi v'yitzia. That's ishus. That's sota. There's no way you can apply this parsha to sota, because the Torah describes a marriage in addition to the first marriage. That's sota. A married woman who marries someone else, that's nashus ishus insa. You wouldn't say that, what, havai v'ishus ksive? In ma'ashu grushaso havai v'ishus ksive. A man goes out and divorces his wife, and she marries someone else. That's vayisnei shacher. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, but how can you say that this pasuk is referring a case of sota? There's no love when it comes to the sota. Lo yuchal is not referring to sota, even sota vada if he is an oinami, because havaya vishus ksibe. Okay. Whoa. The riff. Beizim adeizim da perif. You know what that means? Havai vishus ksive. You know what that means? When the Gemara says, you know what that means? That means you have a married woman whose husband divorces her, and she goes out and marries someone else. Now there's an Isra Masha Gushas. So you know what the Rif writes? Something stunning. Havai vishus ksive. Oh, okay, good. Oh, no, realize the Kiddush. Our Gemara says, why you should be telling you what? You know what? It's hard to fit the entire pasuk into the case of sota. Because here we're speaking about issues. Okay, I get that. No. The Rif writes, this is a powerful statement in the halacha. You know what it means to say that havai v'yishus ksive? You know what it means to say? You're ready for this. A couple is married, and they get divorced. And guess what? This woman is a grusha. Good. Shizinsa la'achar shenizgarsha. She's divorced. And now she has a relationship with another man. She did not marry this other man. An act of znus with another man. You have a case of a grusha, and guess what? Now, she's not an ishus ishus insa, but there was an act of znus with another man. Grusha shizinsa l'afer shenizgarsha. You ready for this powerful riff? Muteres lachsu l'bala. Why should she be aser? You're going to tell me what? That's Mashu grushaso. The Gemara just got through saying, Havayev yishus ksive. The Gemara says in the context, how can you? Now, the Gemara says, V'haisul yishacher. That means, Havayev yishus ksive. Mashu grushaso means a woman is divorced and she marries someone else. A woman is divorced and she's involved with someone else. Muteres lachsu l'bala. Wow, that's pretty important. That's pretty important. No? Yeah, so that's what the Mechaber writes. In Evan Ezer, from the very beginning of Simen Yud, Sif Aleph, Hamagarish Ashto, Girishin, Vachar Kag Zinsa, Muteres Lachsulabalo. You're going to say, that sounds like an enormous chiddush. No? What do you mean enormous chiddush? It's mufurish in the Gemara, no? Havayev yishus ksivah. Oh, so take a look at the Hagos Sagra. Here, Anarga. Whoa. And take a look at the Bir Hagra, Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Yud. There the Bihar Agra like explains at greater length, no? Ulechora tamua. This riff, in this mechaber, lechora is very, very difficult. Why? Because daha aliba d'Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. All of this is according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says that the Parsha is referring to Mashu Grushasa, it's not referring to Sota, and I'll prove to you that it's true because the Parsha includes marriage, and Sota has nothing to do with marriage. Oh, so I'm going to tell you a Kiddush. If it has nothing to do with marriage, you know what that would mean? A Grusha Shazimsa is Muteres, Lachsu Labala. Yeah, but the Gon writes, the Chore Tamua, the Aliba Dram Yosef Ben Kippur. All of this is within Yosef Ben Kippur. If you're not going to pass like of Yosef Ben Kippur, you're going to pass like the Chachamim, you're going to have a sixth Nafkamina. A sixth Nafkamina. The Isra Mashu Grusha, so does that require that you have to marry this other person? Or if you're involved with this other person? According to Yosef Ben Kippur, it's clear marriage is necessary. But how do you know according to the Chachamim? When our Gemara tells you this great Kiddush of Vayelishus Ksive, this is all within the context of Yosef Ben Kippur, and Poshem Shad is Kenegen HaChachamim. Kenegen HaChachamim. Wow. So the Gaon tells you to take a look in the Hagos Mordechai. That's what the Gaon writes in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Gaon here, no? Take a look, Hagos Mordechai, Simin Sarivav, oh, take a look at the Rif. And the Bir Hagran, Shulchan Aruch, Simin Yud, yeah, these are the normal Komos. And Hagos, what is that? Hagos Mordechai. Hagos Mordechai begins. Ha-demasik, that which the Gemara says, that you know what, because in a case of Znus, no, that would not be Mashu Grushasa. Because in this Parsha Mashu Grushasa, Havai Vishus Ksibbe, you know what the Hagos Mordechai writes? That Zuhi Midivri Rabbi Yossi, this is all according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. This is all according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. Which would mean if you're not going to paskin this way, That's not true. And therefore there will be an Isser Mashu Grushasa if she was involved with another man, not that she's married to another man. But Hagos Mordechai continues. However, Av Rabbeinu Chanan El Piresh, the Shem Hagon, no, that the Hachi Garcina. This statement of the Gemara is unrelated to Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur and the Chachamim. The Girsa, Rabbeinu Chanan El B'Shem Hagon, that's what the Gon here is referencing, is that this is an independent memory. Where the Gemara just simply makes the following comment, not dependent on Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur and the Chachamim. That, you know what? The Pasuk says, V'haysa li shachet. The Pasuk earlier said, V'haysa li shachet. And therefore, the parsha of Mashu Grushasa was only referring to V'haysa li shachet. The way we have it in the Gemara is very dramatic, right? According to Yosef Ben Kippur, Lav B'Sota Lesle. Because V'haysa li shachet. That would mean that's Shalom K'divrei Chachamim. But the Mordechai has two Girsos in our Gemara. The second Girsa is that, forget about whether there's a Lav or an Essay in the case of Sota. The fact is that when the Torah describes the Parsha, Mashu Grushoso, the Torah earlier used the term V'holcha V'haysa Lishacher. And that sheds light on the Isra Mashu Grushoso L'chuli Alma. Wow. So that's a sixth nafkamina, no? Our Girsa of the Gemara, right? That maybe this should be better than Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur and the Chachamim. In the case of Mashu Grushasa and Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur, we discuss now the Machlokas Rishonim that according to Tosus Ptur Min HaChalitza, according to Ramban, Choletzes. You know what I would tell you? To an extent, Perhaps one could suggest, you know, the shitas. In determining when there is or is not chalitza, how significant is tfisas kedushin and e-tfisas kedushin? How significant is that? We pointed out the Rambam, for example, no? Oh, the Segedat Ches. The Rambam writes, you know, all of this stems from the pasuk of Lukachal Alisha. Yibo means Lukachal Alisha. So you know what that means? If the Yibum, we pointed out now, essentially, Reb Chaim, no? An essential component of Yibum is Ishus. You can't have Yibum without Ishus. And Varaya, the Ram Shita of Chav Elavim, Kiddush Uvol, no? If the Chazan, no? Okay. An essential component, according to, let's say, the Rambam, is Kiddushin. So if there's no Tfisas Kiddushin Ba'arayos, how can you envision Yibam Chalitza? There's no Tfisas Kiddushin, there's no Zika, there's no Lekach Alisha, we're done. Chesem Abeis. Okay. If that really is the koveya, tfisas kedushin, itfisas kedushin, so I will tell you some just normal conclusions. In a case of nida, where good, it's in the parshas arayos, and good, there's a chiyuv of kares, but everyone agrees there's tfisas kedushin when it comes to nida, no? That's mefurish and daf memtes, no? Hakom odim. So obviously, nida will not disrupt zika. So the fact that right now she is a nida, the question doesn't even begin, because there's tfisas kedushin benida. Okay. No? Clear. Let me tell you the flip side. According to Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to chayvei lavin, there's no tfisas kedushin. No? So if there's no tfisas kedushin chayvei lavin, guess what? There will be no yibum, no chalitza. That would be clear, no? If there's tfisas kedushin, we could talk about chalitza. If there's e-tfisas kedushin, then not. So in arayos, there's no tfisas kedushin, no chalitza. Good. In nida, there is tfisas kedushin, there's zika. Rabbi Akiva, chavilam, there's no tfisas kedushin, there's no yib, no chalitza. Good. Masha grushasa. Of course there's tfisas kedushin, no? There's no tfisas kedushin of Masha Grushasa. A guy goes there and remarries, Milo Vayagita. He remarries his wife, who married someone else, was mazana with someone else. Of course there's tfisas kedushin. So if the kovei is tfisas kedushin, so, and there is tfisas, you're going to say eno chaletzes. You're going to say eno chaletzes. What is Tosa Sushita? Tosa Sushita, I'm really bothered by Nida, no? Because good, there's Tfisas Kedushin. Yeah, but Tosa apparently assumes that, you know what, if something has the status of Arayos, or it's a Chi of Kares, that should disrupt. Rabbi Akiva, Chavilavim, but it's only allowed. And if you say Asid Ochalosa, say, well, what? Why should we assume that there's Tosas clearly is assuming the Kovei is not Tfisas Kedushin? No? The very first year, no? Beis of an Aleph. So now I'm going to tell you, it's not surprising, that in Mashur Grushasa, the Ramban says, there's Tfisas Kedushin, and therefore, of course, you need Chalitza. That's an Afkamina. Even Yosef Kippur would require Chalitza. Because there's Tfisas Kedushin. And Tosus writes, no, that's one of our nafkaminas, no? That's nafkamina number 4. Because Tosus is assuming that the Tfisas Kedushin factor is not the koveya. So the fact that in Mashur Grushasa there is Tfisas Kedushin, but if Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur maintains Tumak Sibo Karayos, Pturim and Achalitza, no? Oh, I'll tell you, that's a pretty heavy the shita saying. No? Now, well, we're not nearly finished. No. When you look at the Gemara and Daf Yirah from Abayis, the Gemara calls the following brisa. Mashu grushaso, he vitzaraso chalitzis. He vitzaraso chalitzis. Chalitz is necessary to her and to her tzara. Wow. So this man goes ahead and remarries the wife, then he dies. The Gemara says, he vitzaraso salgadaita. You need chalitza, what? To her and the tzara, to her and the tzara. The Gemara says, that's impossible. That's unreasonable. No. He vitzarasa. He vitzarasa salgadaitach. So you know what? No. He vitzarasa means, ema ohi otzarasa. It means you have to sever the zika. So chalitza has to be done to her, to the tzara. But it's so obvious, it's so evident. It doesn't mean he vitzarasa. It doesn't mean he vitzarasa. Yeah. On first glance, it sounds so clear, the Gemara, no? He vitzarasa chaletzes. Really? No. Oh, he otzarasa. It's unreasonable. You know what I'm going to tell you? Not only is it reasonable, you know what I'm going to tell you? Yeah, that should be the halacha. Who, what, where? Oh, so Tosus, Damascalo. Tosus writes the following, you know? Isn't that exactly the sugya and Chaf Vav Mabez? The Gemara Chaf Vav Mabez discusses the following. You have three brothers. Two of the brothers are married to sisters. So brother three, no. Brother and two, yes. Three brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. The ones who are married to sisters, those brothers, they both die. Okay, wow. So you have this third brother. You know what? There should be Yibum to the one, Yibum to the... This is a little unusual. This is what we call Acho Zikukasa. There's a Zika. A zika means a semi-bond of ishus between him, the Yavam, and these two women. These women are sisters. If this would be real marriage, that would be a lav daraisa with kares, of achos ishta. This isn't real marriage, this is zika. Let me ask you the following. Just like there is an erva daraisa of achos ishta, what is the status of achos ukukasa? Achosukukasa. So that's what the Gemara says, Chavav, maybe Yesh Zika. You know what? Yeah, we can't ignore the relationship of Zika. Zika is considered to be a quasi semi ishus, and just as an ishus, there's an Isser Erva Achos Isha. There's a primer Achosukukasa. What exactly would that mean? No Yibo? Again? Okay, I understand. What about Chalitza? Is he ready for the stunning Chiddush? Chavav Mabeis. You know what? In such an instance, ein chalitzas achayas potur sarasein. It's not enough to do one chalitza and to exempt everyone. Whoa. There we don't say that one chalitza and we're done. There's no one and done. Why is there no one and done? Incredible. The Gemara says, because this is what is called a chalitza psula. If you have a chalitza kshera, chalitza ma'aliyasa, the effect of chalitza will be it completely severs the zika and we're done. Just like yibum to one, chalitza to one. Let's say you have a chalitza psula, a chalitza which is somehow impaired. An impaired chalitza, a compromised chalitza, a chalitza klusha, does not have the ability to go ahead and to exempt others, exempt the tzaros. So in such a case, when three brothers and two die, and those two who are dead are married to sisters, and you have an issur achos ukukasa, you have to do chalitza here and chalitza there. You know, we don't assume. that one chalitz is going to somehow go ahead and resolve. Wow. There's no p'tur tzaros. Chalitz has been to everyone. To everyone. If you do chalitza to one of those achayos, that's an impaired chalitza because achuz l'kasa, and you have to do a chalitza to the tzaros. To the tzaros. Wow. How would you define a chalitza psula? How would you define a chalitza psula? You know, we didn't discuss this at full length, no, but at the very beginning of the year, no. That Reb Chaim Perek Dalet of Chasim Chalitza realized that there are three categories. There's a Chalitza Ksheira, there's a Chalitza Psula, and there's Eino Chalitza. You know? Something that it's not a Chalitza at all. Remember that Stani Machlokas, the Raman Muki Yosef? Cholatz Beino Beratzmo. You did Chalitza without Aiden. You know what the Rambam says? That's a Chalitza Psula. Muki Yosef screams, that's a Chalitza Psula. That's nothing. That's nothing, no? That's not a Chalitza Psula. That's zero. That's zero. Whoa. And that was the base of Lama Chlokas. Does Chalitza require Eidus Lakim Adar? No? What's the definition of a Chalitza Psula? So you know what Rashi writes? And that's Sugya Chavav HaMeiz Ramaschal Ella. You know what a Chalitza Psula is? Shimratza Liyabein Eno Yachal. You have a relationship of Zika that does not allow for Yibum. That does not allow for Yibum. You know what that means? The Zika is impaired. The Zika is impaired. And if the Zika is impaired, there's no halacha that a single chalitza is poteris, is kalanashim. So let me ask you a very, very simple question. You have a case of Masha Grushasa. Or she's Asur Labal, and she's Asur Layavam, and therefore you cannot have Yibum. B'mutalas Rabasul Koshkein, you can't have Yibum. You know what? If you can't have Yibum, you know what I'll tell you? The Zika's impaired. The Chalitza is a Chalitza Psula. And you know what a Chalitza Psula means? There's no Tur Tzaros. You know what that would mean? Exactly what the Brisa suggests. No. Hamashu Gushasam Yisinises, he vitsarasa chaletzes. No? He vitsar, of course he vitsar. You didn't learn chafalef. You say, I understand you all very, very well. You learn chafalef, achlitza psula zeno poteres, of course, he vitsarasa chaletzes. You know what Gemara says? Ridiculous. No? He vitsarasa salkadaita. That's not even a havamina. Not even a havamina. That should mamish be true. That should mamish be true. A chalitza psula is eno poteres. Rashi says a chalitza psula is a chalitza which there's no halach of yibum. It doesn't lend itself. Imratz liyabim eno yachal. What's missing? What's missing? Guess what? Guess what? Tosus brings the raya from our Gemara that Rashi's definition of a chalitza psula is wrong. No? Enochinami. Tosu says, Rashi cannot be right. If Rashi says the definition of a chalitza psula is where there's no yibum, in Mashu Grushasa there's no yibum, and our Gemara says there isn't even a havamina to say, hivetzeratza chaletzes. So you see that Rashi's definition of a chalitza psula is wrong. There must be another definition. And that definition doesn't apply to Mashu Grushasa. No? Because our Gemara says, it's not even a habit. Whoa. So what? What are the different hakdaras of a chalitza psula? And what is the machlokas, Rashi, Tosus? Take a look, the Karen Ora. Well, we have a lot to discuss. Now, how exactly this is going to work itself through? Take a look, the rest of the Makamos, the Rashba, right? And our Sugya. Right? How do you resolve our Gemara Dafir Aleph with the Sugya Dav Chavav? Maybe Enochinami, the Rashba writes, maybe these sugyas do not go together. Maybe these sugyas do not go together. Enochinami. The whole assumption of Chavav is something called Yesh Zika. And maybe our Gemara is assuming Ein Zika. Enochinami, they don't go together. They don't go together. Tosus is assuming, they're going together. And now we're going to have to work on the Hagdara of what is the Chalitza Psula? What's the difference between Achol Sukkah Koso as opposed to Mavsha Grushas? Why would one argue, in one case, you absolutely definitively require Chalitza Mikol Anashim? And why our Gemara thinks that's not even a viable Havamina? No? Why are they so different? Okay. We have some working out for us now. But, okay, it's Hashem. Either tomorrow or Sunday. But, we'll pick up a little bit. Okay, so we'll see what to do tomorrow. Okay, good.